Let me explain this to you. I was a civil plaintiff in a real estate transaction against Elaine Pinnell Realty. And what I then discovered and found out was that the attorneys for Elaine Pinnell had hidden documents and suborned the perjury of a key witness together to cause me to lose the case. And when I had that information to be able to show it to this judge, and I showed it to the judge then was threatening me with prosecution at the DA's office for what he alluded to was perjury. Because I said that I thought that I had destroyed some original tape recordings that I had that was being done at the urging of my own attorney, this Larry Lichtenegger, the guy that you heard earlier that said he had to throw me to the lions in order to save himself. He was trying to trick me into destroying evidence. I didn't want this evidence destroyed. This evidence would show clearly the perjury by the key witness and also the collusion of the attorneys that were involved in supporting the perjury. So what this man then tries to get me to do, the judge tries to get me to do, he tries to get me to dismiss my claims against this real estate firm or he was going to prosecute me for perjury. This is where this attorney is saying, well, what that judge is doing is a felony. It is a felony. A judge cannot force you to dismiss a civil action with threat of criminal prosecution. If I had committed a crime, then that judge is required to send me to that DA's office and have me prosecuted. But what stopped him from doing that was that when I found out that that was what he was alluding, that he said he was going to do, I contacted the DA's department first. And I told them that I wanted to file criminal complaints against the judge and the attorneys. Well, of course, the DA, Mr. Dean Flippo here, ran in the opposite direction. And there's a whole other story involving that. So when I get emails from my listeners telling me that, gee, they thought that maybe if I looked into this other case, I could get a better understanding of what I'm dealing with, all it does is when I look into other cases, it simply verifies and solidifies the facts that I have, that I've established, not only in this case here in Monterey, but the one in Wisconsin, and now the one going on in Chicago, and another one down in San Diego area. I don't need any more things to tell me and show me the problems that we have. I know what they are, and I'm working on getting these things changed now. So this attorney here, this Mr. James Rummins during this clip, is telling me, again, he knows what the judge did was a felony. But is he going to do anything about that? No. Is he going to do anything about the attorney, this Larry Lichtenegger, that had done this? No. And why isn't he? Because he is part of this good old boys club, and he would be punished and his career ruined if he was to step forward to do it. Let's play a little bit more of this clip.
Well, yeah, that's good, but my own attorney and you know, my own attorney, Jim, I said, I don't think Jim wants to be in that position to raise any more ire here upon himself than what's now taking place.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
I mean, and you told that to whom?
To Tom Nolan.
And you told that to whom? In other words, now this attorney is getting worried because he knows that other people are finding out about this nonsense and he wants to know what is going on. This is what this Jim says Larry had done in committing the fraud when he told a lie to the court about why he couldn't represent me anymore. And then after this, we're going to go to break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how the attorneys in Chicago did the same thing to this woman out there.
Do you feel Larry has a liability towards me? Do you think he did things to damage me?
Well, I told you repeatedly when you've asked me that question that there are a lot of issues that go into a malpractice case.
Uh-huh.
And that the number of issues that go into a malpractice case and that have to do with breach of the standard of care, breach of fiduciary duty, causation, etc.
From what you've seen, Jim, you know, this is goes to the thing. I mean, like, you know, I hear from one part that, yes, you did because, like, you know, number one, he files a declaration saying he needs to leave trial because he has a conflict with the trial date. On the other side, he has recorded conversations telling me it's because the local judges are punishing him for representing me. That, you tell me, is a fraud. That's pretty clear and cut, right?
I think that is probably fairly, yeah.
You know what the attorney tells you? First of all, to be able to sue an attorney for malpractice, there's a lot of things you've got to be able to deal with. Well, of course, there's no way in God's green earth that you could sue an attorney for malpractice and get the case to stick, because attorneys and judges work together to protect each other. But what this man does tell me, he just can't get around it, that when that attorney went into that courtroom and he said that he had to get out of this case in representing me because he had a conflict for trial date, but in actuality, what he was really saying was to me in recordings that we submitted was because he had to save himself and throw me to the lions. He committed an artificial conflict between us to run away with my money. The judge knew what he was doing, and it's the exact same thing that's taking place with this woman right now in Chicago, and it happens every day, thousands and thousands and thousands of times over.